You're listening to WRFU LP Urbana 104.5 FM.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, DJ BJ Clark, with the After Work Drive Show, right here on 104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future. 104.5
WRFU. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of East to West. Thank you to my lovely assistant for helping me set up today. Today I just want to talk about a lamp and light, and what does a lamp have to do with anything in the gospel? You know, when we think of a lamp, we think of, you know, an object that lights the darkness. And so we're just going to talk about how we can become a lamp, how we're called to become a lamp. And when we get that light of God in us, what we're supposed to do with it and what we're not supposed to do with it. You know, many times, you know, we forget all too often in this troubled world that we do have a light inside of us that's supposed to burn bright and that's supposed to burn out the darkness in our lives, in the world's lives, in people's lives. And so, yeah, so we're just going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl. I'd like to talk about that. Even though I don't have a dog in the fight per se, I'm still excited to watch it. I'm still excited to just see this competition, you know, where, you know, these two teams are struggling to gain ground, you know, struggling to get to that end zone, you know, to score just enough points to win and defeat the other team.
Hello, this is WRFU 104.5 FM Urbana, and this is Slug Time with Maddie and Carolina.
something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthin', and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Looking at. Orlando, Jimmy Dean, on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had thrift. Rita Hayworth gave good face.
This is Slug Time with Maddie and Carolina. Welcome, Carolina.
Hello.
And yes, the theme for this week is not really a theme, but like more of a vibe, more of an energy.
Yeah.
We feel that it's really become like a pop summer, like Sabrina Carpenter, like the new Charlie XCX album. And so this is just like a general strut vibe, like what you listen to and it's like beautiful and you're like walking to work or you just like feel really good. This is our strut songs.
Or you're on the treadmill.
Oh, you're on the treadmill.
You're on your treadmill.
Yes.
Strut.
Oh, okay. Chapel Roan. Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're also the new Chapel Roan record. Changing the world, doing great things.
Yes.
And my friend sent me a really great playlist on Spotify that was like Chapel Roan treadmill strut. And it's like the playlist for your treadmill strut.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I realized you can do that with like any artist
yeah.
or any album.
Yes. Yeah.
So the possibilities are endless.
Yes, for your strut.
But yeah, Chapel Roan album, her most recent one, or her only full length album, I
yeah.
guess. Is that
yeah,
true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, I think she had
no,
one in like 2017.
Yes, she did. She did.
Yes.
She did. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We should talk about her story. At
we
some
should.
Point,
we should talk about her story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so interesting. We will do some research and launch into it fully.
Yeah. But that most recent album is great. Just turning on and
it
strutting
is
on the treadmill.
Strutting on the treadmill, getting ready.
Or doing whatever, yeah.
Yeah, just whatever you need, like a little just for confidence boost.
Yeah,
energy,
yeah,
energy,
yeah.
Confidence
yeah.
boost. It's the summer of the girls and it's the summer of pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. I have to tell this really quick story about Madonna again. I know I've told it to you, but I have to say it because it's so good.
Oh, go ahead.
You don't remember.
I don't know if
okay,
I remember
okay,
it.
Okay. So Madonna is from Michigan, as a lot of folks know. And
oh,
she...
I actually didn't know that. I don't think I know the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I think her like a daughter went to the University of Michigan and it was like a big deal because it's like a public school. And, so she did her undergrad at Michigan and she went to the College of Fine Arts. And while she was there, she dated someone who is a friend of my dad's.
Oh.
And this person is also, well, was at the time, maybe still is, a mime.
Oh, okay. Actually, now that you said the mime part,
yes.
Now I remember this.
I was like, there's no way I didn't tell you the story.
Okay, yeah, the mime part jogged my memory.
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Yes. And granted, all this information is coming from my dad's friend who is the mime, so we don't really know how long they dated for, like what any of the details surrounding it is, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Wait, that's crazy.
I know. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I always think stories like that where like, because you know, it's like the 6 degrees of separation thing.
Yeah.
Like the 6 degrees of separation between you and any person on earth or something like that. Isn't that what it is? Something like that.
Oh, okay. We'll look this up.
But anything that where, any story like that where it's like, it's less than 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I always think they're crazy.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll get back into it with some more tunes. This is Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls. Come on. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout.
I'm gonna let down my head, 'cause I lost my mind. the front and the doms in the back. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snapped. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Test. 'Cause I'm a real tough kid. kid, I can handle it. They said, baby, gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, Insta letters for miles. He said he loved me for all time, but that time was quite short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning, I was hitting my marks, 'cause I can do it with a broken heart.
We're back with Slug Time. This is Maddie and Carolina, and today we're talking about our favorite strut slash getting ready slash workout songs. That's the theme for today. So yeah, Carolina, what is your go-to, like, getting ready, trying to get yourself energized to do a workout go-to song?
Okay, so I think I was really trying to give it a good think.
Yeah.
And I think I am going to go with Feminomenon,
yes,
by Chappell Roan, because
so good.
That's the song that it's like that song does it all for me. It pumps me up for workout, especially when I'm like lifting weights.
Yes. Yes.
It gets me pumped up if I'm getting ready to go out.
Okay. Good.
And
good,
I can also like walk on campus or something.
Because it has like a strong beat. Yeah. So a strong beat. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And like feel energized.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like a more recent one for me. I don't know if I can think of another one off
that,
the top of my
that
head.
Is a great one. That's also like a piece of cultural criticism, because it's like Feminine Anon by Chappell Roan is kind of like roasting certain dudes who will like text you for 3 months.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then when you're like, oh, let's meet up, let's get coffee, they're like, oh no, I can't, I don't have time. And it's
we're
not doing this.
It's also really it's really cathartic to listen to.
It is cathartic to listen to, because I mean, if you've been like, I mean, I know that's happened to like us.
Yeah.
I feel like it's happened to a lot of people who are like dating now.
So, yeah. It can make one feel seen in a lot of ways.
It does. It does make us feel seen.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
So for the gym, I'm not sure I've told you about this yet, but I love the, Taylor Swift,